Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. The Diet and Lifestyle Intervention course for practitioners starts on June 5th. And just a couple of things to add. This is the course that we offer through the Institute for practitioners who want to learn how to practice like Dr. Esselstyn or Dr. McDougall or me and others in our group. And it's taught by our group, so an opportunity to learn from the people who are leading the movement. It now qualifies for continuing education for dietitians, who get this year 39 hours of continuing education. And the other thing is we are in the process of a huge expansion of our business that will include opening clinics in some other areas and that sort of thing. It's all tied up in a very big, aggressive business plan. We're going to be hiring a lot of healthcare professionals, but they have to have taken this class. So if you have aspirations to work for us as a healthcare practitioner, this is something you definitely want to do. If you need any information about it, send me an email at pampopper@msn.com. So for today's message, let's talk about low-fat milk. And you know, part of the problem in westernized food technology, is we can alter the nutrient content of the food, and we think we're making it better. So we take the fat out of milk. We think that makes it better. We put omega-3 fatty acids in white bread. We think that makes those products better. It doesn't. And so all this manipulation of food serves to sometimes make things worse, and that's certainly the case with dairy products. Nutritional experts have insisted for years that the negative byproducts of consuming dairy were really due to the fat content. If you just got rid of it, then you know this would be a great product for humans. But that's not true. And the Women's Health Nurses Health study really showed that that this issue of low-fat dairy products was a bad idea. I won't go into all the detail on that. But a new study that looked at dairy consumption and body mass index confirms that the fat isn't the health hazard. Researchers looked at milk fat consumption and the body mass index of 10,700 preschool kids who were between the ages of 2 and 4, and their assumption at the beginning of the study was that kids who drank lower fat milk products would have lower BMI and be less inclined to gain weight, but actually the opposite proved to be true. Kids consuming 1% or skim milk at both age 2 and 4 were more likely to become overweight or obese at these young ages. So the bottom line is the protein is the issue. We've been saying that for years. Look at the connection between dairy and any condition ranging from constipation to acne to breast cancer to prostate cancer, multiple sclerosis, autoimmune diseases, chronic infections. The connection is the protein. So removing the fat does not take care of the culprit. So it would be best if dairy products were eliminated from the American diet, particularly for kids. And I just find it unconscionable that pediatricians and health authorities continue to promote these products to kids, and that many make parents who've removed this from the kids' diet feel guilty or terrible for doing it. And it's beyond the pale to me that the dairy industry is allowed to promote products in schools. But just another reason we need to get rid of this stuff. I mean, how bad does it need to get before we really take some aggressive action? And I know our politicians in Washington don't want to make the dairy industry angry or the dairy farmers upset, but is that really an okay trade-off when we look at these obese and sick kids that we have in this country today? Well, anyway, get the dairy out of your kids' diet. That's the place to start, and out of your diet, that puts you in a strong position to talk about it and make recommendations to others. Well, that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.